The activity asks which skills identified in Chapter 1 could the lecture method best help develop. Here are my comments on this. Well, let's take communication skills. I think definitely a lecture is good to help students understand how to construct a good argument and how to provide evidence for that argument. That could be in science as much as in humanities. However, it's not going to help them very much in teaching them how to communicate that argument. They'll have to go outside the lecture, maybe through assignments like essays and so on, in order to practice that skill. Ability to learn independently, probably not. It's not a good method for teaching independent learning skills because the students are being told what they have to learn. And in terms of ethics and responsibility, well, if you do that through lecturing, it's very much like preachers giving sermons. And again, I'm not quite sure how effective that is. It's fine if you believe, but if you don't believe, then it's not going to convince very many people. The interesting area is how much can a lecture develop different thinking skills? Certainly, it can help develop understanding, which in terms of Bloom's taxonomy is the most fundamental level of learning. But critical thinking is, again, an interesting point for discussion about how effective lectures are for critical thinking. That will depend very much on the lecture and how it's structured and whether it offers alternative points of view and whether it allows the students to participate in the discussion of the different alternatives. Problem solving, yes, you can demonstrate problems in a lecture. You can show how a problem is solved. But again, the students will have to go outside of the lecture in order to practice that skill. And maybe let's take the last one, knowledge management. Well, guess who's doing all the knowledge management here? It's the instructor. The instructor is finding, analysing, putting together and applying the information, and the students are relatively passively absorbing that. And again, I would argue that in a digital age, we need students to develop that particular skill.